Up to this pasuk chav beis. Vaye esoyf lavan es kol anshei mamakam v'yas mishta Yosef. He gathered all of the people of his mamakam and they made a party. Okay, they made a big party. This is the wedding. V'yas mishta. See over here, the word mishta is used in reference to a wedding. Okay, so what does Rashi over here on this pasuk? This pasuk say they made a party. They made a party. You know who's going to come to Asher Meir? You know who's going to come join us one night soon? Rabbi Dr. Colonel Cohn.
He's going to be in Brooklyn?
No, he's going to come to our shiur at night on Zoom. The night shiur. His daughter told me he's looking for a shiur for him at night. Maybe,
right.
Maybe he'll come.
What do you mean they're looking? He's not interested?
You understand what I mean.
Yeah.
You understand. Yes,
he lives with his daughter in Philadelphia?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
she's a tzaddikah. She mamish takes care of him. Unbelievable.
She's married?
I think so. I don't know. I don't know. And you know who's also tzaddikah? This wolf? This wolf who comes to us in the morning?
Yeah, the one that brings it up.
That's so his daughter. Right? He has a daughter who lives in Eretz Yisrael. She's amazing. Uh-huh. She's
one in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
But this one here too, no?
I don't know. The one in Eretz Yisrael takes care of him. She's coming.
Why?
She's
brings him every day.
No, she's not here. She's in Eretz Yisrael. She's coming.
So who brings him every day?
I don't know.
The lady brings him, who talks to Mark.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
What happened to Margolis? We used to have a guy.
Yeah, I know. I got a call. I mean, Baltimore. He moved back to Baltimore.
He went back to Baltimore.
He got divorced. Because... Yeah. All right, let's start. Old gossip. We'll talk later. Yes, the love and the okay, over here, what is Rashi over here? Says what happens over here? There's no Rashi. Targum over here says, Uchachanashi, lo lovan yoskol, enosh asra v'avad mishtaya. He gathered all the people of the place, and he made a mishta, straightforward. But even if it was in the evening, v'ikach es leya vitai. Oh, the ganef, the lovan harami. It was in the evening, and he took leya vitai.
You know, this is very good what Vayeski said yesterday.
Yeah.
Everybody knew who lovan was.
Yeah.
That's why he had to send his daughter out. No one wanted to work for Lavan. He couldn't get a shepherd. He had to send his girl daughters out.
Because he was such a ramai. Such a deceiver.
So now it says that he made a mishta and he took all the people to the mishta. He didn't send them out invitations that they should come.
Yeah.
He had to go grab them and say, come on, you're coming. If you don't come, you'll be finished. Right?
Right, yeah, so...
So that's what he did. What do you mean by Yasef is Kol Anashim? He should have said by his minutes Kol Anashim, Ba'u Kol Anashim. No! He forced them to the wedding.
I hear. So why? Because he wanted to make confusion to disguise the fact that he's giving Leah instead of Rachel.
Why? Because he was a big Balgaiva also.
He wanted to confuse.
He was a Ramai Balgaiva. He was the boss. He did everything for Koya.
He's a Ramai. Okay, let's see. Over here, next possible. He whatever it was in the evening, vayigaches Leah, a Ramai Vitoi vayavei so elav. He brought her to him vayavoi eleha, and he over here it's graphic. What it says over here in the English translation, he cohabited with her. Yaakov vayavoi eleha. Okay, it's a little bit strange. No, it's a little bit strange that the pasuk would say something like this. I don't have any answer to this question. This is a very difficult question. There is no Rashi. Uncle says vava beramsha. What is Ramsha? Ramsha is a very good word. Ramsha, we have there, Ramsha means the evening. What does the word Ramsha mean in the evening? There must be a very good reason. We have to go look what it says over here. Udvar Yosleya. Udvar, what is the word Udvar? He was manhig. You see, this is another example of the Targum. Targum is taking many words and he's translating them the same way. This is not the word you would use. Udvar means he guided. He guided Yosleya, not to take. You take a person... What do you do? You pick up a person. Vayikach, you take an object. You have on the table.
But that's exactly Lavan. Lavan took an object. His daughter was an object.
No, so Rash, you're saying something very interesting. But over here, the uncle says no. A woman is not an object. Vayikach, don't say this. It's a piece of wood. You say the word vayikach for a piece of wood. You have a piece of wood, you take it, you pick it up and you move it.
Right.
So it's taka. That's how we taka treat his daughters, like a piece of wood. So you want to say yeah. So Targum says chas v'shalom. It says udvar. Udvar means he guided. He was manhig. He told them, he gave a command. He spoke them.
It doesn't mean commander sounds better than he was manhig.
It says udvar is the dvar is a word you use for being for the translation for being for a manhig. A man is a leader who gives instructions and people follow him. They follow him on their own. You convince them to do what you want to do, but you don't go physically.
So what do you say about Yahweh?
So now let's see over here. Udvar Yosleya. It's a very incredible word over here, what it says in the Targum. It doesn't mean that he picked her up like an object. He instructed her that she should go to the wedding and put on the white gown and go on to the chuppah. I don't know if they wore a white gown. They wore a white gown in those days. Some say that the white gown... Some say a white gown is a Avodah Zarah. For a kala to wear a white gown, they say the chosan should wear a white suit. The wearing white is for the man, not for the woman. The woman would wears whatever she wants to wear. The one who's supposed to wear white is the chosan, not the kala. So today, how come the kala wears white? Chukas sa'amin. It is not...
That's right.
It's not a simple thing why a kala today... Yeah.
I think in Europe... Not all the men wore white.
And what are the women? And what do the women wear?
The women, I don't know, but I heard
that the men. The Farish of Gemara. The Gemara says that the men. The Gemara says that a chassan wears white, and by the dead, when they're dead, they wear black. By the men, it seems to be a Farish of Gemara. Shouldn't be the tachrichim. He told them, don't go bury me in black. Maybe I'll go to Gan Eden and I'll be like an Ovel by Chassanim. So it seems from the Gemara that the Chassanim, the men, wore white.
The Breslovers or the Svardim wear white for Shabbos.
Oh, they don't wear mamish white. They even wear
white shoes.
White shoes?
White.
The only zecha we still have of this minhag that a chosan is supposed to wear white is
men. Kittel?
No, kittel is because you're dead.
So why does he wear white?
Why they only zech? Why does he wear a kittel? Because that's tahara to do teshuva.
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
so
but what's the zech? We have white. You wear a white tie. A white tie. A chassan wears a white tie.
So Rakepet says that some guy went to jail from guy, and they took him and they gave him his clothes. He had to go to commissary.
Yeah.
So he thought it was a lot of black clothes, you know, black gym suits. And there were a couple of gray. So he says, what's going on? So he says, the guy told him, the gray is the big day Shabbos.
The guy said.
Yeah.
Where? When? When was this?
In Otisville.
In Otisville, the guy told they're from only from people there.
He was saying that there's a beautiful sukkah. So they said, where did they get the sukkah? He says, the court ordered them to give them the sukkah.
Yeah.
So the Corps of Engineers from the U.S. Army
built it.
To build the sukkah.
Pretty good.
According to the directions of the chaplain of the jail.
Okay, very good, excellent.
They built a very geschmackes.
I'm very happy my friend is out of jail. My friend was in jail for 6 months in solitary confinement, January 6th. He went to the guy from yeshiva, my yeshiva. He went there, January 6th. He went to the Capitol. He went in there in a costume.
They arrested a Lubavitcher guy this week.
This week for January 6th?
Yeah, the FBI identified a guy, Chabadnik, and they arrested him.
Arrested from January 6th? Well, my friend, he went there, he dressed up as a caveman, and they interviewed him inside the Capitol.
Yeah, he was the judge's son, right?
He's Nebuch, he's not so 100% of this. So he said, even a caveman knows, he's on television, even why you dressed up like a caveman? Even a caveman knows that Trump won the election. That's what he said on television. Millions of people saw this. Even a caveman knows that Trump. So what did they do to him? Rishoyim Arudim. This guy is the last guy. He should have pleaded insanity. And he did. They actually did. They tried. They put him away in Otisville for 6 months. And then after they put him in Otisville, so they made a big macha, the prosecutor. Otisville is for white collar criminals.
Right.
He's a violent threat to society because he went to, he participated. So they made a big stink. The end was he got away with it, Baruch Hashem, and he's out. Baruch Hashem, 6 months, solitary confinement.
All right.
He's out, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Hope he's okay. So they say he's okay. We'll see. I didn't see him yet. Let's go weiter. So over here it says means like a piece of meat. So no, Rashi says, chas v'sham, that's not what it means. It means over here, udvar. He led her. Okay? Vayoveisailav, he brought him to her. What does that mean over here? Ve'o'el yosal livose, he brought it to her. Vayovoi leha. And v'habarim shavadvar udvar yosleya brate v'o'el yosal livose ve'al livosa. What does the word ve'al mean? He came upon her. He came upon her. This is a graphic term. Ve'al livosa. Now let me go take a look. Let's see what it says over here in the English. Let me see what it says in the English.
Yeah, it says.
Consummated. Look what he writes over here in the English translation. He consummated the marriage with her. Not cohabited. Rashi says, Vayovo ilecha, in the English translated, which doesn't mean anything. Don't take this English seriously. He cohabited with her. And here in the English translated, it's probably someone different. He consummated the marriage with her. Really? How did he get that? From the word Va'al Livosa. So let's go see what it says here in my song. Yeah. Okay, Pasuk of Gimel, in Pasuk of Gimel here in the Ma'at Sari. What does it say here, Pasuk of Gimel? It says here, don't tell me, it doesn't say anything. Can't be. Yeah, it doesn't, Mamash doesn't say a word. I can't believe it. Totally left this out. No perish whatsoever. Shocking. Unbelievable. Get a refund. A refund. He doesn't want to give any comments on this pasuk. There's so much to talk about. Okay, what is saying the other sefer? Sefer number two. Chav Gimel. Udvar is the hinig. Okay, vayavoy lo love. Ve'ael yosal livose. Ve'hichnis oiso etzloi. Ooh, very interesting. Fascinating.
Fascinating. Put her in the yichud room.
No, it says here that he took her to him. According to the English translation,
yeah,
it says that he cohabited with her, which really means that he went to her in a graphic right. way. And here, the literal translation of the way this other sefer I have over here that says, it says here, ve'o'el yosal livose. Oh, right, I didn't say it correctly. I made a mistake. It says, vayove oiso elov. Ve'o'el yosal livose, he translates it here, ve'hichnis oiso etzloi. He brought her to him. That's
so
not what...
brought her to him?
That's the question. That's what it seems.
Yaakov brought her to him.
Vayovei oiso... No, he's really translating... I didn't appreciate the translation of the pasuk. The pasuk taka says, vayovei oiso, he brought her a love to him. Okay, fine. And then it says Vayovo Elecha. So no one wants to discuss that topic. Okay, let's leave it. Next. Let's leave it. Let's go to the next.
It could be very simple.
There are three actions here. Notice there are three.
I want to say another pshat.
Yeah.
Lavan brings her to Yaakov.
Yeah.
And Yaakov takes her into his property.
Right.
That's a chuppah.
There are three things going on over here in this pasuk. Number one is Vayikach es Leia. Lavan is taking Leia. Then it says Vayovei oisa elav. Second,
he's bringing Leia
her to Yaakov. To Yaakov.
And Yaakov is taking her from Lavan into his property.
Right, right, exactly.
So that's the chuppah. He brings her into his house.
Okay, fine. Three things.
So this whole this doesn't belong here.
I don't know. No, it's not.
What does
Mikra Poshet
say?
No, I don't have it. No, they took it out of the shul. No.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know if they ever had it. They have here on the shelf. Rashi Kipshuta, it's on the shelf here. Stallone took it away.
So Rashi Kipshuta has the Chumash too?
It doesn't explain the Chumash. It only explains the Rashis. It's the same people. It's the same person who wrote both Svarim.
Okay, so what does the Chumash Kipshuta say?
I don't have a volume yet.
I'm reading it for Pashut.
No. So let me answer your question. We learned this. Learned this on Monday. On Monday we learned over here. Yaakov here says, "Vayav Yaakov v'chav v'shiv v'yu." He says, "Vayom Yaakov v'lov and havali yishli kimoli amay v'avoy elecha." Yeah. Here's the now. Our pasuk that we just read right now. What does it say? It says, "Vayavo elecha." Now, go back to Rashi on Pasuk 21, and Rashi says, he says over here, "V'evos anyway, v'zeu shama v'avoy leho, v'haloi kal shebekal l'me'ena oimer kein." Rashi learns how dear Yaakov talk like this.
Right.
This to cohabit with her.
Right. So what does Rashi say?
El lahoy le toilados amarchein. He did is Yaakov. I don't have any. I don't know what it means. It's l'shem shemayim. The only reason why I want my wife is because I want to have children. And Mimela, Yaakov is not embarrassed to say this. It doesn't answer the question. Rashi says,
listen, Yaakov's in a lot of trouble, this Pasha.
That's right. They would ban him today. Today, could you imagine if they ban him?
He marries two sisters.
Right, he does everything on Yahunt, and he works. Listen, he goes to work. He goes to work. Who would take his children in yeshiva?
He goes to work.
How would they take his children in yeshiva? He goes to work. He talks kal shabakalim. He marries two sisters.
They're not working. They're sitting at home.
Everything is no good. Okay, let's go right now. Look, so it's the same word. Va'avoyelecha in this pasuk is the same word, and now in this pasuk va'avoyelecha.
There's a difference.
What's the difference?
The first avoy is with an aleph.
They both have an aleph. There's a hay at the end.
With a hay.
I will come upon her.
Vavoya over here doesn't say with an aleph.
With a hay.
Wait,
I hear. I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. I hear. All right, next pasuk. Vayitain lavan lo zilpa shifcha sal leya vital shifcha. He gave her zilpa. Zilpa was not her shifcha. Zilpa was the shifcha of Rachel. So he tried to confuse everyone. What does the Targum say?
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So Yaakov had Zilpa and Leah before 7 years before Rachel.
No, he only had Zilpa. He never had Bilha. He gave her. The next marriage, 7 days later.
Zilpa,
no, he didn't. He
Zilpa.
Did have Zilpa. No, that was later. That was later when she was in Akara. No. He never gave her.
Okay.
He gave her now. Rashi says later in the parasha that Zilpa was also Lavan's daughter. Rashi beferish in the parasha says that from a wife, from a Pilagesh. Lavan had Pilakshim. And he had Bilha and Zilpa were his daughters from Pilakshim. Rachel and Leah were his daughters from a wife. Who was his wife? No one knows.
It shows you another thing here. That a Shriga from a Pilakish is no Shriga.
How do you see that? We don't know who the Shriga was.
Right.
All right, let's go right. Next. So it says, it was in the morning, okay? The next morning, it was Leah. Obviously, they didn't do Ketzad Meraktan. They didn't do Ketzad Meraktan from the Akala, because Luchar, he would see what she looks like by the Ketzad Meraktan. He didn't do Badekin. They didn't do Ketzad Meraktan, so he didn't know what she looked like. Okay, it was Leah.
Maybe that's why by
Dekin
they're saying to Hey Atla Alfe Rivavo. Why do they say that?
I don't know why. I don't know.
Lavan was the one who invented that, right? Right?
Yeah.
So when you Badek, you say to the girl.
The right one. Make sure it's the right one.
I don't do the Lavan trick.
I don't understand. You jump to these very bold conclusions. Your conclusions are like a quantum leap.
When you go to cover
it says A, therefore we go to Z. I don't know all the steps.
I'm blessing you with Lavan's bracha, but I want you to know that Lavan was a trickster.
So therefore
and
what?
I'm bedecking you now to make sure that I see the real face before I...
I don't care. I hear... So he said to Lavan, what did you do? What did you do to me? Haloi v'rochel avati imach, I work for you for Rochel. V'lama rimisani, why did you deceive me? Rashi.
So, Bayevsky said yesterday, very nice,
yeah,
that he actually said to Leah, why did you fake me?
Right.
She said, I didn't fake you. I am the Bechira, and I took the Bechir.
Just like what you did. I gave you a taste of your own medicine. I know, Rabbi Reshni told me. You told me the Bechir.
She said, you belong to me because you're the Bechir.
Right, I gave you a taste of your own, just like you bought the firstborn, right?
She didn't say that, because that would be negative. She said it positive.
In a positive way. Okay, but it doesn't say anything. There's no record of what she said.
Right, because he didn't have a taina to her. He had a taina to love her, not to her.
Why? Why didn't he have a taina to her?
He didn't do anything.
Leah gave her the simanim. Didn't she know that she was not meant to be the bride? All right, chlesnes. Oh, yes, and a very good question.
If it was kedushay tos, he could have done next morning. Said,
yes, you're asking a very good question. Why is the marriage bechlal marriage? Why don't we say it's kedushay tos? You're asking a very tough question.
So the reason you don't say it's kedushay tos is because boy. If you didn't like it, you shouldn't have finished the beer.
You're saying now another chiddush. It was a big. The question you asked was a very good question. And now you're giving an answer which is a peldic answer, you're saying. You're saying it's because if you went so far, you could say kiddushay tos up until the maisa bia. Well, first of all, come out every case today where people want to trigger kiddushay tos, it's long after the maisa bia.
Right, okay. But if you do it a second time,
what you're saying is that because the toast here is you didn't recognize who the person is, so therefore in this particular case, all right, you're saying a very chiddush halacha lemaisa. There's no such thing as kedushay toast b'zman hazeh. There's no such thing. Doesn't exist. No one does it. You told me there are stories in Eretz Yisrael where people want to do it. I told you many many times a story with Rabbi Belsky and Rabbi Yashiv. Belsky wanted to do kedushay tos,
and Eliyashiv didn't let him.
And Eliyashiv called him up, and he told him, "Don't you dare! Once you're going to do this, it's going to be a churban for Klal Yisrael because."
Yeah, but Rabbi Avadya did a case.
All right, that's Rabbi Avadya. Rabbi Avadya would do whatever he wants. I'm just telling you a story.
Rabbi Avadya even hid the file. He didn't let the file go into the records because he didn't want someone to find a way to parcel it.
All right, I hear. All I know is I have a friend, and this is really a miracle story. And there was a woman, that was married to a low life of a low life. You cannot even begin to imagine. He told me what was going on. And he wasn't really so frum. He didn't really know so much. So my friend, the wife, that's it. I gotta get out of this marriage. So my friend, he met him. And he went, he says, you know, you got to give your wife a get. And give a get right now. And this, my friend, on his own, made all the phone calls. He had a Beis Din, talking about legit, top of the line, emergency, gave the get, bo bayom, on that day. Then, a week later, the guy chapped that he can hold her up, he could torture her. With all
right.
these,
it was too late.
And it was too late. And had he chapped, what he could have, how he could have tortured her, made her into an aguna for years. It would have been, and my friend had the seichel to ride away. The guy doesn't know what he can do to her, how dangerous the situation
right.
is.
Okay, and a mitzvah,
he saved her life. He mamish, right. He saved life, mamish, unbelievable. I can't even get over what he did. And he paid his own money, he did everything, just this, like very quickly, quietly, still hate. When no one's watching, no media, just give her a get here. Give her a get. Done. Finished. He saved her life. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. There are people out there that tzaddikim, the world lives on these people. Next. Would I ever do something like this? Never in a million years. I wouldn't go do this. This guy, what could he do?
Get married and then we'll worry about
unbelievable.
The rest.
This guy has guts. So Rashi over here says it was baboiker. Why in the boiker? Avol balayla lo hoysaleh. Why lefisha mosa Yaakov simonim lo Rachel? Yaakov gave simonim to Rachel. Uchesherasa Rachel shemachnitzim lo Leah. On Rachel so taking Leah. Omer she says achshav tikolem achoisi. My sister will be embarrassed. Amda, she stood up. Umashula oisam simonim, she stood up. And she gave her those simonim. This is the zchus, which the geula. Rachel mevake al boneha. Okay, when everything else failed, this Rashi is it's a Gemara, Masechta Megillah. Rashi is citing this, that it's only in the zchus of this Maisa where we're zoichet to the Bayish Shlish. Hashem was willing to send us off for good. And because of this, Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged that she should not, because of this Maisa, Hashem arranged that she should not be buried. That she should not be buried in the Maris Machpelah. She should be buried on the road in order that she should cry for her children in this zchus of giving the simon, that she should not be embarrassed. And that's why Hashem says, Kol Barama Nishma Rachel Mevake Al Boneha Yesh Tikva La'achliseich V'shavu Vanim Ligvulan. Now, this, I don't remember, we had a whole discussion about this, something much deeper about this story, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So she'll be embarrassed. No, she'll be embarrassed. So what? She'll be embarrassed. No, was never embarrassed. People were embarrassed for a lot bigger things. What's going on over here? There's something much, much deeper going on. I don't remember. We once had a very interesting pshat. But there's something very deep here. I don't remember. Let's see Targum. Targum says over here, v'hava b'tzafra. It was in the morning. This is an amazing targum. Over here, it says, V'lama rimi soni. How will you translate the word rimi soni? Why did you deceive me? The English translator said the word rimi soni means to deceive me. What does it say over here in the English of the Targum? Why did you deceive me? I don't think so. I think the word V'lama shakartavi means why did you lie? There's a very big difference between lying and deceiving. So we have to go to the videotape. What does it say over here in the Sefer? Sefer number one, Pasuk. This is Pasuk Chaf Hey. It says here Pasuk Chaf Hey. Wait, which pasuk are we? Are we with Safra? Which pasuk?
Yeah, you're the pasuk before that.
Pasuk v'lama vayihiva boiker. Guess what? They skip it. In this sefer, he doesn't comment. No comment. Let's try the other sefer. The other sefer pasuk chaf hey. This is a shocking thing that it says here. Chaf dalu chaf hey. They skip it also. Wow, we're striking out here tonight. Okay, no one wants to talk about this. This is a pella. This is not the right word. Shakartavi. Lie. Incredible. And Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't comment altogether. If Rashi doesn't comment, it means Rashi agrees. I don't know what to say. Vayoyimer Lovan. Lovan says, Lo ye'osachem bim kameinu lo seis esat ne'abachida. We don't do this. In our makim, we don't do this. To give the younger one before the older one. Excuse me, there was an explicit tenai. You should have told me this. Lo ye'osachem bim kameinu lo seis silof ne'abachida. 7 years ago. What took you 7 years? And if we don't do it, so give me no one. Give me no one. What right? What kind of excuse is this? It's a nonsense excuse. It's like you hear today in the news where they asked the press secretary of the president of the United States. They asked some very important questions, and they say, "Let me be clear that the president always the responses are total nonsense." And this is nothing new. It's exactly. What kind of garbage answer is this? What kind of answer is this? You should have told this to me 7 years ago. And if you don't want to go through with it, don't give me nobody. Don't do nothing. What do you give me laying instead? And how did you deceive me all these years? It's shocking. It's shocking how a person can say this with a straight face. I mean, think about it.
No one can say it with a straight face.
And the Torah and Yaakov takes it as an answer. He accepts it. There's no accountability.
Right. Rabbi Levine.
Yeah.
His father. They say Besul Harami. His father was a
Lavan Harami. Lavan Harami. But
they also you know Harami.
When we look at the Torah, see today we live in a world where people in government. If you're on the right side of the fence, if you're in power, and the Department of Justice is on your side. You can say the most outrageous things and there is zero accountability. All right, that's life. wake up and smell the coffee. But in the Torah, we would expect there to be a degree of accountability. You can't get up and say garbage and get away with it. Even Lavan, and yet he does.
You know, the next pasuk, if you look at the next pasuk, it seems to say, this is a business deal. In our place, the Minhag HaMakom is this kind of a business deal.
Something doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
The next pasuk, he says, okay, wait, you'll work another 7 years for the other one. So he's making it a business deal. He says, when you do business, it's a Minhag HaMakom.
You know, I understand. 7 years ago, there was a contract signed. There was a contract. I'm going to work 7 years for Rachel Bitcha Hakitana. He made it very clear.
But he didn't read the fine print. That's what
he read the fine print. And now he says something which doesn't make one word of sense. And there's no accountability. What is the 21st century? What is this? How does he get away with this? And like you left like. That same.
Maybe there was Taka Minhag HaMakom. Was he the only one who made up?
So if there was a Minhag HaMakom, it is the obligation of the other party to say that we can't do this. When the contract was signed, it should be brought to their attention that this is illegal and that's the end. And if right now we cannot proceed 7 years later, give me back my money. I worked 7 years, so give me instead money and don't give me anyone in marriage. I'll go marry someone else. I'll marry whoever I want if you don't want to give me her. I mean, what's going on over here?
Look, okay. What is it called? Caveat emptor?
What does that mean?
The buyer has to be...
Buyer beware. But don't right. Give me Leah. I don't know. Let's go fight. What is he even talking about? Amar love is lo isaved kidein be'asro. No, we don't do like this in our place. Limitan ze'erto kodam rabbi said to give the young before the older. Now, by the way, there's a famous joke. You know what the joke is? The very famous joke. And that is, there was a ma'isa shahoya where this is the opposite of our generation. Did you ever hear a girl in Shidduchim want to see a picture of the boy? Did you ever hear that before? Where a girl demands to see a picture of the boy. Today there's a big, big machlekes. If you
give the picture of the girl.
Of the girl right. To the boy, right? You don't. No one talks about the other way around. I never heard anyone talk about, the girl wants to see a picture of the boy. I never heard that. I don't know why. It should be a two-way street, no? But
no, it's not sneezing to look at the girl's picture. Go ahead.
But the girl doesn't want to. I don't know. You never heard anyone discussing this. But the resumes of boys. I don't know what a resume is even. But resumes of boys. I do not believe have pictures.
No, the mothers to watch him dance at weddings. They go.
They know what the boy looks like. But a resume of a boy, as the best of my understanding, in the world of Shidduchim, do not have pictures. In my day,
they didn't have
a resume.
Boy.
Yeah, they do. All right. Yeah. So there was a ma'aser shahoy. This was true ma'aser by a rebbe where the girl wanted to see the picture of the boy. So the rebbe said to the girl, lo ye'osa kein bimkoimenu lo seis es hatzira lifnei ha'bachura. We don't give the tzira means the picture lifnei ha'bachura, the bachura, the girl. We don't give the girl the picture of the boy. Lo ye'ose kein bimkoimenu lo seis es atzura lifnei habachura. You hear the word? Rabbi Lazy, play on it. Okay, next pasuk. Male shavua zois. V'nidin l'cha, so he says, what I want you to do is, you know what, I'll tell you what. Marry, fill, now when it says the word shavua, what does that mean? It means sheva brochis. 7 days, I'll give you Rachel Sheva Shanim Achiras. Let's finish Sheva Brachas. Don't make a scene. Don't embarrass me. And after Sheva Brachas, I'll give you Rachel. And then you'll work for me another 7 years in advance. Rashi says on this pasuk, a whole long drasha, we're not going to have time. Rabbi Rikali, Dovaku, Shari, Nokabachadav, Shavua, Shalzois, Vahin, Shivas, Mea Mishte. This does not mean, as you would be tempted, work another 7 years. That's not what it means. Because that was the case, it would have been male sha vuazois. If this word means 7 years, it should say male sha patach sha vuazois. But it doesn't. It says male shi vuazois. The oyd shavua loshen zohar, kid siv it's a week is zohar, kid siv a shiva shavuos this balach, in mashma shavua ella, in mashma shavua ella shiva, I don't know what that means. Fine, whatever it means, v'nan nidlach loshen rabim, come on, loshen rabim, I'll give you, nidlach loshen rabim, v'nishef, I don't know what that means over here. Okay, now by the way, just to conclude, what does the Targum say? Ashlem Shivuasa Dodo, finish this week. Vidincha Af Yosdo, Bepolchonodis, Sevalachimi Oit Shivashnin, Ochrin, another 7 years. Okay, but this pasuk is a very, very fascinating pasuk because this is the Mukhova Halacha. We have a general rule. Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi. When it comes to Aveinless, it comes to many, many things. The only time that we do not apply the principle of Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi is Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. Is that all the laws of Sheva Brachos go until, like Maxwell House, good till the last drop, until the very, very end of the day. Why? Why? Because it says the word Malei. Malei means complete, full. We learn from Lavan a very important halacha. Lavan is amazing. Lavan starts off the wedding, and Lavan finishes the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. Lavan is responsible for Achay Seinu. The beginning of the wedding is the Badekin. And what he said at the Badekin? Achay Seinu at Hayil Yalfei Revava. Then they get married, then they have Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. The last moment of Shivas Yimei HaMishteh is only because Lavan said Malei.
And there's another thing here. From here we learn that Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha.
How do you learn that? Right, because one, right.
Why he couldn't give Rachel in the third
day? Double shizim, we'll double up. Very good, right, exactly. Ein Ma'ariv Simcha, excellent. So this is a chiddush, a Lavan, it's a mamash hapela. Lavan Harami. This guy is a loser. He's a loser. And yet he has so much influence on Klal Yisrael. The wedding begins with Achleisenu, and it ends the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh with Malei. It's a shocking chiddush. Who is this guy, Lavan? This guy, Arami Oyved Avi. He wanted to destroy us, and he gets such covet. Hayitochein. He impacts the world of Halacha. He impacts the world of Bracha. It's shocking. All right, we got to stop here. Rabbi, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. They will unfortunately not be a shir tomorrow. I'm not going to be here. I'm Rabbi Yossi already spoke what he wants, so we're just going to leave it until Amir Tzashem next Monday.
Thank you very much.
A good night. Okay, I'm lazy. Have a good night.